Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us rent some people for that. Hey. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Hey. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, hey. Being healed by the peace,
hey, oh yeah, oh, hey.
Bringing us power through unity,
hey.
Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Tribe on tribe will come alive.
Yeah, wake up you sleeping giant.
Your heart,
I feel it,
yeah, I feel it.
Your heart,
I feel it,
yeah,
I feel it.
Your heart.
Okay, we are, my executive producer and I are putting this show together for you, even though I'm way down here in Costa Rica, which is, we're going to have a little educational audio to share with you. I am really surprised at how many people don't know where Costa Rica is. So that is the beauty of traveling, is that when conversations come up about different places in the Estados Unidos or other lands other than Estados Unidos, we know exactly where they are. Costa Rica is a beautiful peninsula in the Central America location. So my executive producer, Naima Latif, is in the Female Solutions studio, and we're going to do our very best to bring you a very educational, inspirational, and motivational show tonight. I am on Facebook Live on the Female Solution tonight. I am not on Soul Purpose Healing Facebook. I'm not on my personal page Facebook because I do not want to be charged a fortune on T-Mobile to do that. And that's what it would take for me to be on Facebook Live tonight. I'd have to use my phone, and T-Mobile would charge me an arm and a leg, I believe. So I'm not going to do that. So that's why my executive producer with her amazing skills is going to help me tonight bring you a very educational, inspirational, motivational show from Costa Rica. Now, if you're watching on Facebook, Female Solution, I am in this very colorful room. It's lime walls with flowers and a wood door. And this is kind of the cultural picture of Costa Rica. Loud colors, flowers, lots of nature. And I'm really, really blessed. This is my second visit. For those who, someone texted me asking me if this was my first visit. Nope, it's my second visit, but I'm in a different location in Nassara, Costa Rica, which is on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. So it's exciting for me as a world traveler. I say I'm a world traveler because I've been all the way to Israel. I've been to Australia. I've been to China in my lifetime. I'm very, very grateful to have been able to travel to these amazing places to learn a lot about the culture, the people, the food. And you're going to learn all that tonight with me. So stay tuned, stay in there. And we're going to start tonight by playing a geography audio that will help you get into the mood and get down here in Costa Rica this evening, Buenas noches, and learn a little bit about the area so that maybe you'll want to visit here. And then we have other audios to share with you. I found a black couple that went to a side of Costa Rica called Limon, where Marcus Garvey used to live. In fact, the whole community over there is African-American, well, not African-American, but a melanin, I would say, people on that Caribbean side in a place called Limon. So you're going to see and hear from them as well. I am really excited to bring you this experience. I'm actually here with a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, who has an Airbnb here, and they're building a retreat. So someday you might want to visit this place called Nassara Springs. Very, very beautiful place. My friend's son, Orion, has just worked as a project, he has been a property manager of sorts, as well as a property assessor. He's done everything. He took two shipping containers and created this beautiful space, which will be on my Facebook page this week. I'll be showing you the outside of the shipping container and then going in to see this glorious inside that this young man created. He's only, 40 years old, but he did an amazing work. He's almost tired out. He's done so much work. So I'll be sharing that with you on Facebook Live this week. But for now, tonight, we want to give you the pros and cons and some culture here and a lot more about this beautiful place. So whenever my executive producer is ready, she's going to put on a geography video for those of you who haven't caught up to speed in the international world of where is Costa Rica. That's what we want to show you tonight. Where is Costa Rica? So, Naima, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and play the geography. It's a YouTube audio. And you can find out a whole lot more about Costa Rica by going to YouTube. Really, there are hundreds. I had invited several people to join me tonight as my guests, and they were busy. They're too busy in Costa Rica. I think one person is partying. I don't know, somebody was on their period, of all things. I don't understand that one at all. Email. It's going to be the first link in my reply to you, I believe. Thank you. That'll be the first video that Naima's going to share with us. But in the meantime, it's not always easy for me to find guests because I don't know why many times people live on the opposite coast from me, like L.A. And especially on Friday morning, I do health and well-being with Beata. And I usually find people who live on the West Coast who have the experience and knowledge that I want to share with you. And so that's why I rarely have guests, is because I find these people who are not in this area and they don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Only my friend Mama AZ gets up at 5 and 6 in the morning to join me on health and well-being. But Sunday night, I don't understand why people make excuses, anything from being on their period to just being lazy, I guess. So welcome, everybody. And I pray that tonight you will have an inspirational moment to come to this beautiful place and enjoy nature, enjoy the food, enjoy the culture. There's so much going on. In this neighborhood that I'm in, Nassara Springs, there are 300 homes being built. And I'm not talking little shacks. And in fact, I'm not talking tiny homes. I'm going to show you this week the tent that's being put up here, a very sturdy tent that's being put up here to complete the retreat area. For taking me. Yeah, thank you, Mama. I got a note from, who is this? Mama D. Mama D says, love you and Yahweh world. Thank you for taking me. Thank you for joining us. And so we are excited to share Nassara Springs with you. All this week I'll be sharing Nassara Springs with you. And you have an opportunity, again, to do more research on your own. Because, as I say, there are hundreds of videos on YouTube about Costa Rica. I found four. I found four really good testimonies, sharing experiences that I think you will enjoy. And then you can make up your own mind where you want to travel. And as I said, I have traveled to Australia. I've traveled to Israel. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Bahamas. I've been to Jamaica. Been to Paris. I went to Paris when I was in seventh grade, my French class. I was taking French in the seventh grade, and my French class teacher raised enough money. Well, we all had bake sales, and we raised money to cover some of the expenses of taking something like 20 students to Paris, France. And we stayed in what's called hostels in Paris, France. And we rode on a tour bus for, like, I believe it was something like 2 weeks. It was a long period of time. And even though I was only about, 10 years old, I got to drink a little wine, have some bread in France with all these other seventh and eighth graders taking a tour to learn more about France and the French class that we were traveling with were all young men and women of all races. I had a really great experience of being with a diverse group of students from all races and backgrounds. And we traveled for 2 weeks together on a bus to explore Paris and the other outlying cities in France. So that's where my first international travel took place, was in seventh grade, going to Paris, France. And so I believe I was just destined to travel all over the world. I married a man. Mainly I married him because I wanted to travel. When I found out he worked for Delta Airlines, I thought, oh, this is the person for me. And I fell in love with him. And the next thing you know, we're off traveling all over the world. So it's been an amazing journey for me these, let's see, next month I'll be 68. So I'm just really excited to be getting younger and younger and younger. And while I'm here in Nasara, Costa Rica, I'm going to get darker and darker and darker. I'll be Naima's color pretty soon. So don't be surprised. Naima and I will start looking like sisters. Same color. I'm spending a lot of time in the sun here. So healing, restoring, renewing, and just exploring this area. I went for a walk today, almost got lost, which was kind of my fear. These dirt roads are just go forever, it seems. But there are landmarks because a lot of people are building houses here. And so you can bet that I can get lost easily. But exploring just this area alone, I did a lot of walking, and I found out that the houses that are being built around here are not cheap. We're talking probably millionaires in this area coming, buying land, and building very fancy houses. In fact, the architect shows me that these aren't cheap and that these people investing in this land and these houses are not wasting any money, or they're not just penny pinching. The area is full of beautiful designer, very sophisticated architectural houses. So I'm excited to just be here, you know, be here and experience that. And then later today, the problem with, not the problem, okay, one of the cons, or it could be a pro, you don't have to spend a lot of money on clothes here because there are a lot of dirt roads here. If you travel around this area especially, there are very few paved roads in this neighborhood. So if you're on a four-wheel dirt bike, they call them, then you're going to get a lot of dirt on you. And because of the roads are not paved. I was riding across one road, and the driver, my friend's son, was saying, well, this road is paved with molasses. The people who live in this neighborhood spent money to pave the road with molasses so it would keep the dirt and dust down. And that's what you'll find in many areas, is that the roads are paved with molasses, or there's just a lot of dust and dirt. So one of the pros of living here, your clothing budget is minimal, if any at all, because you don't want to spend a lot of money on expensive clothing when you've got the heat and the dust from the dirt roads. So just think about, if you're going to travel here, don't be wearing your formal clothing. Everybody's wearing flip-flops, just like kind of like Florida, flip-flops, holy jeans. Holy jeans are very popular. So bring your holy jeans and your shorts and your T-shirts. That's about it. You don't have to spend a lot of money buying expensive clothes when you come here. So that was one of the pros. Now, one of the cons is if you don't speak Spanish, guess what? Somebody is going to be ready to take advantage of you. I had the first incident of this reality was being in the airport in San Jose, Costa Rica, ready to fly out to the Caribbean side of the island or the peninsula, is I bought three items, black tea, I had them add almond milk, and I bought a slice of banana bread, three items. When I got back to my seat, I looked at the receipt, and there were about six charges on the receipt, and I thought, well, what is all this? I only bought three items. So I returned to the cashier after I realized my receipt was a little surprising, and I was trying to communicate to them in English, unfortunately. And these people didn't speak very good Spanish. I was pointing to the receipt and telling them I was holding up three. I only bought three items, but I see all these charges. What are all these charges? Okay, so here's one, two charges. They put two tea bags in my cup, two black tea bags in my cup, $1.50 each. So they doubled the $1.50 cost of a cup of black tea when I only wanted, I didn't ask for two tea bags. I just asked for black tea, but they charged me twice for two tea bags. Who does that? Okay, next item, almond milk, that seemed to be okay, and banana bread. Then there was another charge for one more tea bag and something else. So here's the picture. They're going back and forth in Spanish, talking about my discrepancy, my complaint. And next thing you know, well, we owe you $1.50. Oh, okay, just $1.50? It looks like more than that to me. Yeah, we owe you $1.50. That's all I could hear. So Spanish, speaking Spanish, and to back and forth between three people, and then finally coming up with, we owe you $1.50. And what could I say? Uno, vente, Asia. I couldn't even think of 50 in Spanish. What about two? You know, I couldn't even commute. So I would highly advise that you have an app on your phone that translates, or you take some Spanish lessons for common conversation words like how much, why, what's the problem, que pasa, what's happening, something. We should all, before we travel to a foreign country, have some common phrases in our brain, in our mind, to ask questions about what we're dealing with. Otherwise, guess what? They're going to want to take advantage of you Americanos, us Americanos, and take advantage of you. And I don't say everyone is going to be like that. I'm sure that there are a lot of honest merchants, honest workers, but my experience taught me that the next time I come here or to any foreign country, I'm going to have more Spanish vocabulary in my mind, in my language. So that would be my advice to you as well. And then one of the things you're going to learn today is the currency here. You can use both American dollars and RICOs, I think you can use Costa Rican money and American dollars. In fact, if you use American dollars to pay for something, you're going to get Costa Rican dollars in change because they want you to keep their money. Now, it's interesting that a cup of black tea might be $2,000 Costa Rican money, cash money. And then it's only $1.50 in U.S. dollars. Big difference. At first, I was just so confused. I'm paying $2,000 for a cup of black, 2,000 RICOs, whatever the currency phrase is, and yet it's only $1.50 in U.S. So we probably are really making up for the currency exchange difference. Now, there's coming a time soon, there's a quantum financial adjustment being made that we're going to have dollar for dollar all over the world. That meaning whatever a dollar is in Costa Rica, it's going to be a dollar in U.S. Now, look that up. Don't take my word for it, but I've seen that many times, and it's been talked about for, I think, a year at least, how the quantum financial reset will be about dollar for dollar, pesos for pesos, pesos for dollar. It won't be this $2,000 in Costa Rica money and then $2.50 for U.S. It's going to change, from my understanding, dollar for dollar, dollar. All the currency is going to become one, I believe. So as soon as Naima is ready, I don't know where Naima disappeared, we're going to play a little information about geography. Are you ready, my dear? Oh, okay. Did you see the reply to your first? Okay, let me see. Okay, Okay, thank you, Hari Simran. I appreciate it. Hari Simran and her son are the ones. How about, can I text it to you, Naima? Okay, I think that's what I did before. Let me see. It's on your WhatsApp. Can you get it off? Let's see. Your number. If I text it to your email, though, is that going to help? Oh, you know what, Naima? Why don't you just play that one? Because it's in your, it's on your studio. I uploaded it to it's in the studio under. Yeah. If you want to play that, and then I'll send you the other one, either text or email. Yes, and it says geography. We can just listen to this one. Yeah, play that. That's the one that will describe to everyone where Costa Rica is and all the details. And then, you're going to just play that, right, on the studio, and I'll open up your mic. Is your mic open? Yeah, your mic is open. Okay, and can you text me the number where you want me to send the other videos for you to play? All right, thanks, folks, for hanging in there. We do really have an exciting show for you with lots of information, inspiration, and motivation for you to come to Costa Rica, especially to think about visiting Nosara Springs Wellness Center. That's where I am enjoying, and I'll be sending you lots of videos on Facebook Live, my personal page, as well as Soul Purpose Healing this week, that will show you how this family here, Hari Simran calls this family, created a house out of shipping containers. It's being done everywhere. And I'm going to actually show that to you this week on Facebook Live. And in the meantime, as we go to the commercials, I'm going to, Naima's going to come back, and she might be able to show you the video, but I'm going to be texting her the four YouTube videos that I want you to hear or see. We can do it either way. We're versatile here.
And
hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all.
Geography. We got an echo, so Okay, we are back in Nassara Springs, and my executive producer and I are working miracles tonight to get you the inspiration and information that you need if you're planning to go to Costa Rica or any foreign country. I think this information will be helpful for you no matter where you go. First of all, learn a little bit about the country. The country. This is in Central America. And this audio that we're going to play for you, hopefully we can get the video because it's just a nice visual of what Costa Rica looks like on the map, on the flag, and a few things that you might be excited to see. But if not, we're going to play the audio for you, which is about 10 minutes long, but it's full of what you need if you're going to travel. Don't be ignorant, please. Don't be ignorant. And especially if you have young children in your life. I have two grandchildren. When they travel, they're going to learn all about where they're going, where it is, what it looks like, and learn a little bit about the country before they go. So that's what this first audio is about, the geography of Costa Rica. Because, again, I was a little surprised when people were asking me, where's Costa Rica? Come on now. And that just shows how much we need to grow in our knowledge of the world. Don't stay in the Estados Unidos all your life and not travel. Traveling is what we were designed to do. In fact, soul purpose healing, I believe part of that journey is for you to explore the earth. We are here to explore the earth and develop mature relationships, not only with ourselves and our ability to travel and speak to other people in other lands and get to know them and break bread with them, but also to understand the culture, understand your culture, their culture, blend it all together, and then bring about unity, harmony in this world. Because guess what? The media is trying to divide us all. But guess this is one big, beautiful planet. And that's what you learn most when you travel, is the beauty of this land on planet Earth. And especially when you compare it to the United States, there's nothing like the United States. I don't think any place that I've been compares to the beauty of the United States of America, the divided states of America, whatever you want to call it. But it really is, I think, in these days important to visit other lands, other countries, get to know other people, and learn the language if you can, because that will help you avoid little tricks that they might play to charge you more money because you don't understand how to say libros or books in this case, or how to say dollar. So, Naima Latif, are you there? Are you ready? No, that's the other one. But we could start with her because she is someone who is moving or has moved to Costa Rica. In fact, she was here for a whole year, and she shares a lot of what's in the other video. So, yeah, we could start with her. You want to bring that in? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we could start with her. Audio. Let me see. Do I need to open up your mic? Your mic is open. We need to open up. Who is that? Where is that little audio thing? Here.
I'm seeing, right? Like, hear about what I'm experiencing here. But first, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Stephanie Perry. I'm a house sitter. I'm the creator of House Sitter School. I'm a co-creator of Exodus Summit, and I help Black women house sit, take a sabbatical or a career break, move abroad, bop around as a digital nomad in order to embrace ease in their lives. If that sounds good to you, please take a second and hit the subscribe button. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel and ring that notification bell. Turn on notifications so that you will be notified when I go live or when I post a new video. Welcome. All right, so again, I've been in Costa Rica for 2 months, okay? I'm not saying that I'm the world's foremost expert on Costa Rica. What I am saying is here are my experiences. I'm going to tell you about 8 things that are kind of culture shocky. 8 culture shocks coming from the United States to Costa Rica. Some of them were expected, some of them unexpected, pleasant surprises. I don't think I have anything negative on here except for the first one, okay? So these are in no particular order, but I do have the worst one as the first one. But you do want to stick around to the end because if you're wondering, like, how can a regular person who doesn't have a trust fund and who, you know, like, needs to make money to live, how can that person afford to go to Costa Rica, get residency, and live there? I'm going to point you to a resource to help you with that. All right, but let's get started with the list. The number one culture shock that I've experienced here in Costa Rica is that bread gets moldy in 4 days. All right, the food is real food. So I said it was a negative, but it's not a negative, actually. Now that I think about it, it's a positive. The food is real food. It's not loaded with preservatives. 2 different times in this 2-month trip, I've had to throw my bread away after 4 days because I forgot to put it in the refrigerator. I bought a small loaf of bread, and I bought a four-pack of bagels, both times I left them on the counter, both times in 4 days they're moldy, and I'm talking about moldy, because this is not medical advice, but I will eat something that's slightly moldy. I'll eat, you know, rip the moldy part off and eat the rest of it, but I'm talking about cannot use this anymore. Throw it in the trash. So they seem to rely less on preservatives. Also, like, I used to live in Wilmington, Delaware, where there was no grocery store or real food within walking distance. You know, I could walk to CVS and Rite Aid in a push if I needed something to eat, you know, or I could walk to McDonald's or Checkers. We had a McDonald's and a Checkers within walking distance. Other than that, you needed a car to get food. I've been in... This is my 3rd neighborhood in San Jose, Costa Rica, not counting the time I spent at the beach. This is the 3rd neighborhood that I'm scouting out in San Jose, and in each one of these neighborhoods, I've been within walking distance of multiple grocery stores. There is the Más o Menos, which seems like a regular grocery store. There is the Alto Mercado, which is the Bush grocery store. There is Vindi and Fresh Market, which are, like, bigger than convenience stores, but not huge grocery stores, you know, and then there are pulperias. There are just stores on the corner that local people own that sell food and stuff. So I've not experienced any kind of food desert here either, like I did when I was in Wilmington, Delaware. So access to good, healthy food is the first culture shock that I'm experiencing in Costa Rica, and I regret that I said that I started with the worst one because that's probably the best reason to be here. The second culture shock that I'm experiencing is that Costa Ricans actually do say pura vida to people. I am not a Costa Rican person, and it's obvious to them, especially after they say a sentence or two to me, and I can hardly respond, or I respond like a 2- or 3-year-old, because that's the level of Spanish that I have. But they still consider me a person who they want to give a local greeting to. So pura vida is just like a local... it's like the motto of Costa Rica, and it really is a thing that people say to one another. I thought it was something that you would just see on bumper stickers and refrigerator magnets for the tourists, but it seems to be a way of life. Pura Vida is like pure life, and it's real here in Costa Rica. To me, when Costa Ricans greet me or say goodbye to me by saying Pura Vida, I interpret that as them saying we are a community, right? We are one here. You're not a stranger here. You are one of us. You are here. You're welcome. That's my interpretation. Am I reading too much? Am I reaching? Maybe, but I do feel welcome here. I do feel safe and secure here as a Black woman, and I don't feel like I am standing out as a total stranger, and I don't feel like people are saying, you know, why are you here? Get out. So the Puerto Vida greeting has been a very pleasant surprise for me here in Costa Rica. If you know, I've spent a lot of time in Mexico, and in Mexico, a thing that I love there, and I made a whole video about culture shock in Mexico, which you can watch here. I made a whole video about that. One of the things I love about Mexico, particularly in like the smaller towns that I've housed that in, is that when you're in a restaurant, if someone leaves their table and walks past your table, they greet you with provecho, right? They're wishing you a good meal. And so I love a place where people greet you and where people incorporate you in that and don't consider you an other and, you know, somebody who's not worthy of their greeting. I appreciate it. I really like it. All right, so my third culture shock being here in Costa Rica is that there is a military abolition day, which just passed. It was December 1st. December 1st is a national holiday in Costa Rica where they celebrate the abolition of the military. Costa Rica has no military. It really is a peaceful place. Sometimes when we think about moving and leaving the United States to get more safety and security, you know, to personally as black people feel safer, it's pretty easy to just say, you know, you're going to feel safer pretty much everywhere. Other countries don't have access to guns that we have. Other countries don't have the same white people that we have in the United States who think it's their mission, their purpose to weaponize the police against us. But it is true that some places do feel more peaceful. Some places do feel safer. I love Mexico. I love Mexico. It doesn't fit my particular needs, but I love it, and I think black people should look at Mexico as a new home for themselves. Okay? Now, having said that, in Mexico, police officers are heavily armed, right? You see a police officer on the street, he or she is carrying a machine gun, okay? I have not yet seen a police officer in Costa Rica out and about. I've seen cars drive by, but I've not seen them just posted up in the tourist area like you'll see in Mexico. Mexico is a safer place than the city that you live in. I feel perfectly fine saying that. You'll be safer in Mexico than the city that you live in. In Costa Rica, you're going to probably feel maybe even a little safer, right, just because you don't have to see police officers, armed police officers out in the world. So this video is about Costa Rica and not Mexico. So I'll say the fact that this country has a military abolition day that they celebrate, a holiday that they celebrate that says we have decided to choose peace, makes me feel really good about being here. All right, the fourth culture shock that I have experienced here in Costa Rica is that they use dual currencies. Costa Rica uses the colón, right, which is the Costa Rican currency, and they use the U.S. dollar. And a lot of places will list the prices in both colones and dollars. And a lot of receipts will list colones and dollars on the receipt. And you can choose. You can decide which one you want to pay in. Now, I usually just pay in the local currency, even if I'm paying with my credit or debit card, because I assume I'm going to get a more favorable rate, currency exchange rate, but I don't know if that's for sure. In most of the world, when they say, do you want us to do this conversion course, you're going to pay more than if you say, no, don't do the conversion. I want to pay in local currency, okay? And I assume that's the same here, but maybe not because everyone uses the dollar, so the conversion may not be super expensive, but I don't know for sure. I just say, you know, colones are fine. And then I think every ATM that I've been to has offered me the option of taking out colones or dollars. Sometimes the colones are used up, right? Sometimes the ATM is empty, especially when I was in the beach. At Santa Teresa, the ATM did not have any more colones, but I could pull out dollars. And I spent those dollars just like anything else, right? No problem. So dual currencies means that I haven't had to learn the conversion rate or memorize it. Like, I memorized it. I know that 1,000 colones is $1.65 approximately, but I don't really know what that means. I don't do the conversion every transaction. You know, in some countries, you know that a dollar is about 1/20 of their currency or whatever. You kind of do the transaction, you know, every time you do a little calculation. I don't really do the calculation here. I may regret that later, but I just give them my card and pay. But that's why it's so helpful that in a lot of places they do just list the prices in colones and dollars. So fourth culture shock is the dual currency. Fifth culture shock is related to that. Everyone here is bilingual. I don't know the percentage of people, but a lot. A lot of the Costa Rican people speak Spanish and English, and so when I'm stumbling with my English and saying things like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or worse, right, and not much sense, they will just switch over to English. You see this a lot when you travel, when you're in a tourist area,
But I've been staying in residential areas because I'm scouting out neighborhoods to actually rent in. So I haven't spent very much time in the touristy part of San Jose, which isn't very much of San Jose anyway. Most tourist parts of Costa Rica are the beaches and the volcano areas. But anyway, everyone that I've come in contact with who I've needed to communicate with, you know, and everyone who I struggled to communicate with has just switched to English, right? Waiters and waitresses, cashiers, Uber drivers and taxi drivers, everyone has just switched to English. It's been really helpful. I'm not saying move here and don't bother to learn Spanish. I would never do that. I'm learning, okay? I would never do that. To me, one of the key indicators that you come to a place not to exploit, not to move like a colonizer, but to contribute to the place is learning the language, right? I'm not saying come to Costa Rica and don't bother to learn Spanish, but what I am saying is that you can navigate life while you're learning because it's a very bilingual place. People here speak English. Okay, culture shock number 6, I'm just going in here to help you understand why you need to leave the United States. It's not a culture shock in terms of it being a rarity in Costa Rica, okay? It's a culture shock in terms of it being a rarity in the United States, and that is healthcare here is a right. People have access to healthcare. Costa Rica has universal healthcare. People have access to healthcare that is not tied to their work status. And once I apply for residency in Costa Rica, I'll also have access to health care here in Costa Rica. And if the public health care is not sufficient for me, I can just get private health insurance. And I did look this up, and I can get private health insurance.
Oh, Diana? People can't hear her on.
This is the reason that so many people are planning their exit
Facebook.
From the United States.
Okay, but I'm okay.
Let me see if I can fix this. When I say coming up, I mean I made the appointment for February because they're closed for December, right? They're like, listen, we're taking 3 weeks off in December.
I think it's just a video thing.
Like documenting my dentist experience down here in San Jose.
They can't hear. It's on your Facebook page.
Right.
So we can pause here and go to the audio. Geography.
All right.
See if that works. See if they can hear the on Facebook. I don't know. We're experimenting, everybody. It's amazing that the technology we have, that we can be broadcasting even from Central America. To me, I didn't think the cell phones or towers were that powerful. But what we can do is try and play the audio only, because evidently people are not hearing her on Facebook. On Facebook, but is everybody hearing? Is anybody hearing her on the studio? Is my question. Which is the same problem I've had on my Facebook page. My phone. Yeah, I'm not using my phone at all tonight. I'm just in the Soul Purpose Healing Studio. And I have those audios in my studio audio clips as well as yours, Naima, in Female Solution. Geography, where is it?
Costa Rica. Go ahead and take a peek at Lush and Green and quite unique.
I can,
Costa Rica. That's my poem. I hope you liked it.
It's time to learn geography.
Hey everybody, I'm your host Barbie. Finally, we are out of Africa and back on the other side of the globe. Get ready for a place where a guy can do this to a crocodile. Let's jump into the flag. Here's where things get a little tricky, because Costa Rica is one of those countries that interchangeably uses both the official and simplified variant of their flags. The simplified... There's those cool-looking petrospheres created by the Discus people from long ago that archaeologists don't quite know the significance of. Okay, let's move on. The nationally administered policies that facilitate the environmental makeup of the country. Last year, they even upgraded the banknotes to depict some of the biodiversity you can find there, and it looks freaking seizure-rific, crazy, insane balls, beautiful-freak-tastical. In short, Costa Rica is rich in biodiversity, so much to the point where even though the country makes up less than half of 1% of the Earth's landmass, it hosts over 5% of the entire world's biodiversity. They take their jungles seriously. About a quarter of the entire country is made up of protected national parks, the highest percentage of any country in the world, and in recent years, they've had successfully managed to lower the deforestation to almost zero. On top of that, Costa Rica has set a goal to become the first carbon neutral country in the world by 2021.
But in the Bhutan video, didn't you say...
Yes, I know what you're thinking, and yes, I know in the Bhutan video I said that Bhutan was a carbon sink nation, but there's a difference between a carbon sink and a carbon neutral country. In a nutshell, one absorbs but can still produce carbon, and the other one produces none. Got it? Good. On top of that, Costa Rica effectively banned recreational hunting. ...80% of which is produced by hydropower. Crazy, right? Costa Rica's landscape is speckled with over 120 volcanic formations, 7 of which are still active, including the decades, and with a nearly $2 billion yearly input, Costa Rica is the most visited country in Central America. It's actually kind of funny. Also acceptable to call them either a tico for men or a tica for women. First off, the country has about 4.8 million people and is one of the most politically stable countries in Latin America. When it comes to ethnic makeup, things get a little interesting because they have three categories for Caucasian. The whites, the mestizo, and the castizo, which are like a mixture between whites and mestizos. Still following me? Anyway, altogether, the three Caucasian groups make up about 84% of the population. Mulattoes, or half-blacks, make up about 7%. About 3% are Amerindian, 1% black, and the remainder are a mixture of races like Asians, Middle Easterners, and so on. Although the line is a little debatable, with a history of extensive European immigration from places like Germany, England, and the Netherlands, France, and Ireland, in general, Costa Rica is one of the whiter Latin American countries.
Why do you have to label people by race?
Because it's a thing people have and is not necessarily bad to identify with. The Amerindian population are mostly derived from the 8 ethnic groups that inhabit secluded reservations mostly along the central and southeastern regions of the country along the border of Panama. A large portion of the black population lives along the Caribbean... Let's talk about their... Costa Rica knows how to get along with people. mostly. They have relations with so many countries in every region of the world, and especially in the Latin world, as they try to act neutral and oftentimes as a diplomatic intercessor for conflicts in the area. First off, have you ever had a cousin that totally looks like you and could be mistaken for your twin? Well, that's kind of like what Panama is. Even though the two have been incredibly close, they did grow up in different households, but nonetheless, they kind of acted as like the links between North and South America. Both countries have developed the same affinity for the U.S. over time, and especially in the 80s when tourists started flocking in by the herds. Nicaragua is probably Costa Rica's biggest competitor. However, even after the island dispute drama, they still kind of get along. Soccer matches get pretty heated, though. Costa Rica also recognizes Kosovo as a state, which doesn't sit well with Serbia. Mexico is kind of like the older brother that is, like, really a lot older. Like, the parents had him decades before you were born, and by the time you came out, he kind of already had his own family. When it comes to their best friends, however, Costa Rica would probably say the U.S. The U.S. is their largest business partner. Half of all imports and exports and tourism come from the U.S., and two-thirds of its overall foreign investment. Politically, they even follow the same checks and balances format of the U.S. federal government. Nonetheless, China just kind of stepped in and was like, hey, can I build you guys a stadium? In conclusion, Costa Rica is like the pacifist nature guy in Central America who just wants you to zip line through his jungles, chill out on the beach, and not fight with him. Please, just don't fight with him. Stay tuned. Croatia is coming up next.
Hey, Jeff, please say hi to Vincent. I'll let him speak for himself.
Hello, I'm Vincent from the Netherlands. I've been working with Paul for the last 2 months on this channel. It's been a lot of fun. I really love making stuff for him. And, putting eyeballs in countries and giving him thumbs. And it's just the magic of graphic design. You can't do that. But I did make today's intros. I hope you enjoy them. You're going to be seeing them a lot. All right. Well, have a good one. Enjoy the show.
Okay, that was interesting. Now I have an echo. But do you have an echo, Naima? Okay. All right, I'm going to open up, Kwame Sunhor sent me a text and just said to Kwame Sunhor, your mic is open. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But your audio is going out. It's going in and out. I don't know if it's a signal, how it's buffering, but you were playing and it'll go out and then it'll come back and it'll go out and come back. That's why I sent you that.
Okay, so keep talking. I'm trying to see if I'm hearing an echo.
No, I don't hear an echo on my end.
I hear it clear here, fortunately. But in a way, that's good. Were you able to hear the audio playing?
Yeah, I heard the audio, the woman talking, and then the gentleman came in. Two audios that you played were heard clear. It was just the buffering that they'll be talking, and then they'll disappear, and then it'll come back in with them still talking.
You can't hear him, Naima, on Facebook?
I mean, I heard Naima when y'all were interchanging.
I'm not on my phone. No, because I can only use WhatsApp, and I couldn't dial in. So that's the Are you talking now, Kwame?
I'm not. No. Now I'm talking, you asked a question.
You said you had a question?
No, I really didn't have a question, you know, because there's a lot of people that have been going to Costa Rica, and a lot of people are migrating and settling there. You know, Seven Bomar, who has a YouTube page, Interstanding, and he lives there in Costa Rica now. He came from Atlanta.
Yes, I actually, Seven Bomar is on my Facebook friends. He's one of my friends, and I sent him a message, but he never answered. I was trying to find out where in Costa Rica he is, but I didn't hear from him. I know he's pretty busy. But,
right.
Yeah, he's been in Costa Rica. He's another friend who's been here for a while, but I've never spoken to him personally. But I think we all have associates that know Seven. In fact, one of his relatives, was he on Black Magic show? One of his relatives was on Black Magic or something.
Well, I think he's he's chimed in. I think he's done a show with Rich on Black Magic. I know his godmother lives up there in New York, and I used to talk with her. She used to chime in different shows, but she...
Okay, sorry, Ed.
Yeah, I can hear when it says muted. It'll tell you you're muted.
Yeah, because I had a horrible echo. When you open it, there's another echo. I open up Naima's mic, I get an echo. But we're trying to regulate the volume for your voice since you sent me a text. That's why I opened up your mic. So yeah. We're trying to get the sound right. But thank you, Kwame, for tuning in. And we're going to keep going because we have another audio I want to share with you. Do we need to take a break, Naima, again? Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, let's just play the audio and see. The last two were videos, right? So let's try an audio maybe of the dark side, which is has to do with a place in Costa Rica called Limon. In fact, it's interesting, Zelda has a show, I believe, tomorrow from Chicago to Africa. But Marcus Garvey is mentioned in the next audio, The Dark Side, Limon, which is actually about melanin people living on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. So when we come back, we can try The Dark Side audio, which is about 10 minutes, and it talks about a couple who traveled about 3 hours from San Jose to the Caribbean side, where they heard there's a whole community of dark melanin people. So we'll be back after these messages.
Employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Okay, we're back. We're still trying to adjust the sound here because I'm hearing an echo and their blog talk or Facebook's not hearing an echo. Okay, that echo's gone now, I think. I've got Naima, your mic is open on my Soul Purpose Healing Studio, but the echo went away. I don't know what you did, but okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you. So we're here tonight talking about Costa Rica. And if you were able to hear the geography audio, it explained a little of the details about the flag. There is no, I don't know if you heard Naima, there's no military here. And I have yet to see a police car here. So this is your place, Naima. Naima, promote no police. That's our utopia system we're promoting, is no police officers. And here we are in Costa Rica. I have yet to see one police car, not one. And there's no military. So it definitely is, as the audio expressed earlier, a very friendly place over the most part. They have had, I've heard of a few robberies that have taken place, but very minor. And people carry machetes a lot around here. But it's more like for the forest, the cutting down the trees. Right, just carry your machete on the back and people will leave you alone. That's kind of how when citizens are packing machetes. Right, leave me alone. I got my machete here. So we want to share audio, and I hope everybody will be able to hear it, about a couple, I believe they were from Chicago. I don't remember where they're from. But this is an audio about the dark side. It's called The Dark Side in Limon. I forget how they pronounce it. They'll announce it. It's only about 10 minutes. But this couple took a three-hour bus ride from San Jose in Costa Rica to a place called Limon, where there's lots of history about Marcus Garvey. And I think even South Africa's president picture is there. And if we can get the video, fine. If not, let's just listen to the audio. At this point, Naima, whatever's easiest for you, to either play the audio called The Dark Side or the video. The video is kind of nice because you get to see their journey. But whatever's easiest for you, I'm going to let Naima put the next. Okay, here we go, folks. Audio, The Dark Side of Costa Rica, meaning the melanin people living in Limon and what this couple experienced with the culture, the food on the dark side, the melanin-rich side of Costa Rica.
That's why, you know, a lot of people come here and a lot of people don't come here. Why? Because they give the wrong information about us.
Right.
Like when I was coming from working on a cruise ship,
yep.
When I came to the international airport, this guy meets me and telling me like,
the audio gets better.
It's dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. So he told me that in a kind of little monkey English, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that was somebody from Costa Rica that said?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So when I hit back to him in Spanish, he runs. Yeah. I crush him, man.
Good American, yeah.
Yeah, I crush him, man. I call him all the names in the book, man. Don't ask him about Miley Monroe, Pond, Raven Grove.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, man?
Get out of here. And of course, it's the same thing. Wherever we are, they want to make it something that it's not.
It's almost time for us to leave Costa Rica. But you know, we can't leave without visiting that Caribbean coast. We thought it'd be interesting to give you some fast facts about that Caribbean coast before we take you out there. So here we go. One of the first things that you should know is that this is the coast of flavor.
Use a machete long time.
The Caribbean coast is dominated by one province, Limón. We began our expedition of this coast by taking a bus from San Jose to Puerto Limón, the capital city of Limón.
So, you know, we're headed to the Caribbean coast, and there's actually a different terminal for that. We went to the Caribbean bus station, got our tickets. Now we're just waiting on the bus. So we'll see how long it lasts, and we'll see what kind of trip this is going to be, but we're excited to see another part of it.
Marco!
Hello.
Like you're riding out on the Black Star, y'all.
For those of you who don't know, Marcus Garvey is the father of the Black Nationalist Movement. Marcus Mosiah Garvey Sr., born in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, 1887. He started the Universal Negro Improvement Association with a mission to unite Black people the world over. Actually moved around the globe, planting chapters of this association to empower, uplift, and motivate Black people, and he also chartered the Back to Africa movement. He resided in Limón for about 2 years, where he planted the Universal Negro Improvement Association and offices for the steamliner, the Black Star. The Black Star was more than a cargo ship. It was a flagship for the Black Nationalist Movement and the Back to Africa movement. To see a tribute to the Black Star and to Marcus Garvey on this bus got me a little excited for our trip.
It's only about a 3-hour ride to Puerto Limón, which turned out to be a bit of an adventure.
So the AC stopped working in our bus, and we're stopped on the side of the road somewhere. They just brought another bus to, I guess, transfer all those passengers on, but we have to get our luggage off the original bus.
All right, now we're reboarding once again.
Apart from us feeling like the cheese inside of a Hot Pocket before that bus broke down, the ride was beautiful. This region is defined by its huge banana plantations, lush surroundings, and long stretches of beach, most of which you can see right out of your window. When we arrived to Puerto Limón, we decided to stay the night in this historic area, Cien Negrita, which was settled by 100 Black women. The other side of town that we toured was Jamaica Town, the original settlement that families moved to.
Needless to say, this place is Black. People from Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and other West Indian communities migrated here generations ago with the lure of gainful employment and to improve life for their families and themselves. But there is a dark side.
The government of Costa Rica wanted the labor from these immigrants, but they did not want their Black presence in Costa Rica. So they restricted them by law to the province of Limón. Thankful for my man Ricky giving us a breakdown of the flavor of oppression in this country and how the people were separated, segregated, and he also told us about the strength and resilience of these people and how the culture thrived.
The population here has been able to maintain their language, their recipes, and their culture. And it's that culture that this region is known for.
Something again.
We are at a restaurant that was recommended to us by a new acquaintance and friend. We are at Lizzie's Restaurant, and we're looking forward to diving into some really good Afro-Caribbean food in Limon.
Let's go!
Going to this restaurant did a few different things for us. First off, it's locally owned and black owned, so we got to sew into a local business. Part two, there were locals hanging out outside enjoying themselves and eating there. So we were eating at a restaurant that we were hoping was going to be good food because the locals liked it. And thirdly, it was decorated with the history of the area.
Man, we're at an awesome restaurant here called Lizzie's. The view is spectacular, but you know, your people is a little bit slow, so we came out here at dusk. So we're off the water, so we're going to be fighting some mosquitoes, but it's just so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. The problem is, I've been on a hunt, if y'all been following your boy's stories, I've been on a hunt for some oxtails, but they only serve them on Sundays. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm giving some jerk chicken. We just passed it. Humidor, I think this is what you call it in Spanish, for jerk, and it smelled so good. Not today, though. Heard it was really delicious, too. Even the who work here says it was muy rico, extra delicious, one of the best things on the menu, but not today. But on the flip side, I'm giving me some Caribbean-style ribs, so I'm kind of excited about that. Just really digging the vibes out here.
I'm really excited to be here to dine on some really good recommended local Afro-Caribbean food. It gets me really excited. I picked the camarones in Caribbean style sauce, so I'm excited about that as well. And you can definitely tell why this place comes recommended. For one, the food smells really good. And we'll tell you about the taste later. But just walking inside, if there are relics, pictures, photos of the history that existed here, the history that involved how Afro people made it to this land to begin with, and the history of what that looks like in Puerto Limon and in the state of Limon. So definitely a place to check out.
I really like this place, you guys, Limon. It's black. It's blackity, blackity, black. You talk about African history, black history. They have pictures and names here that I don't know, and I like to believe that I'm a first person. You know, when you think about the port, Jamaican people came over here to work on the plantation. Some Chinos, some Chinese were also came over here to work these banana plantations. We were at a store earlier, and this lady was cussing us out about putting our mask on in the store, and I couldn't figure out, like, what the hell. I know a little bit of Chinese. I know a little Patois. I know a little Creole. But she was, it was a mixture of Creole and Chinese, and she was spitting it hard, you know what I'm saying, aggressively. It's just a whole different mix. Like, if you're into the development of man, if you're into anthropology, here is a nugget, man. This place is a mixture of culture and a true melting pot, man. So, interesting. Would you have more time to spend here?
We took this information and decided to go deeper into the region to talk to the people, to engage with the culture, and to see what we could find out about this different, diverse, and cool area of Costa Rica. See you guys in the next video.
All right, we're back. We've been having a lot of technical issues, but I think the miracle of being in Costa Rica and Central America, and Naima's, I mean, 10,000 miles away in Chicago. We can even do this much is a miracle to me. But I hope it, does anybody have, if you have a question or a comment, press one. And do you have any, if you have any comments, I don't see any comments. Oh, there's one. Craig Van is in the audience admiring Naima's smile. Are there any other comments? I don't see comments on my side. We've got, I sent you the last audio. It's been challenging on my sole purpose healing studio. I think some people have dropped off because of the technical difficulty. I know that LA is maybe in your studio. He and I were talking earlier about some of the pros and cons of traveling internationally. And it's like so many topics can come up when you are deciding to go overseas or travel outside of the United States, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it, especially to have our children experience other countries, other cultures, and to become more connected and unified with the world, because the media is very much trying to divide and conquer and bring fear. I have several people who are afraid to fly in my life, so they're going to miss out on a lot. Because in order for you to get to this side of Costa Rica, you either have to travel in a car or a bus or other transportation on very bumpy roads and sometimes paved roads for 5 to 6 hours. Just to get through the mountains and from one side of the peninsula to the other. I am on, right now I'm on the Pacific Ocean side of Costa Rica. And then you have other people who are in the other air, on the other side, on the Atlantic side. I think it's the Atlantic side. So you have the picture of Central America. We're not too far from Colombia and Panama. Panama, if you kept driving south from here, you'd go to Panama. And if you really continued, you'd go end up in South America, Colombia. So all of that says to us that we're not that far away from exploring very different cultures with different languages. And in Costa Rica, again, you have both currencies being offered, U.S. dollars and colones. And other countries don't often do that. You have to exchange your currency, U.S. currency, for their currency. So that's the part of the unique pros about Costa Rica. You can keep your dollars, but once you spend your dollars, they're going to give you colones in change. So I'd say, that's why I say you learn a lot just in those small ways about the differences in being in another country. So we have one more experience we want to share with you, a gentleman, I believe it is, who, and all these are just unique individual experiences. You need to come to Costa Rica and have your own experience and tell your own story and even write your own book. Yeah, we do have the audio. Let me see what the name of it is. It's called A Personal Experience, and it's pretty short. And then once we play that, we have a caller in the studio. Now this audio, I believe, are you going to play that first? Yeah, if you start them at the same time, but you're going to have to mute the video. Otherwise, you're going to hear it too. Personal experience. And we'll be back to 813-646. I see your hand is up, so don't go away. I'll come back to you right after this video, 6-minute audio.
Guys, welcome to Costa Rica. I cannot believe I'm finally here. I've just heard so much about this place, and I always thought, oh, I'll go there one day, and now I'm finally here. We've had one night in Costa Rica already, which was deep in the rainforest, and that was awesome, but I wanted to see this, you know. I wanted to see the palm trees and the blue skies, even though it's rainy season. We took a drive for a couple of hours over the mountain from San Jose, and then we had to take a boat to get here. The boat was like an hour's ride, and now we're going to go and explore. There's a little village, but it's a car-free village, and the only way to get there is by boat. I don't think there's really any roads either. It's just you have to go along the water. It's like a lagoon.
All the cacao can take all the good to leave back out.
Hey guys, and welcome to the second day in Costa Rica. We watched the sunrise this morning. It was beautiful. It's actually the first sunrise we've managed to catch. And it's a beautiful morning, going for a little boat ride into the national park. How are you feeling today?
Very good. Sunrise was sick now.
Yeah. Did you get some cool drone shots?
I did. It's still looking...
Thank you so much.
Bravo.
So kind.
All right. I hope all those of you on Facebook were able to see those beautiful scenes. And that's such a small part of this beautiful country. Welcome. That's the next one. I don't know where they are. So that was just a little bit of what I've been experiencing and tonight. And we have a caller. Let me go to the caller, and then I don't know, Naima might want to take a break. Let me see. 813-646, your mic is open.
Yes, it's L.A.
L.A. From It's My House.
Yep. Just a quick I guess Black history for a factoid. In Costa Rica, as well as from Newfoundland and Canada, all through to at least 1,400 at its peak, 1,400 communities in the United States, Black townships is what I'm getting to. You have Black townships from Canada all the way down to Central America, all the way down to Argentina. So in order to find out the Black communities or towns or villages that were built in Costa Rica, founded by Blacks, because the Underground Railroad, the de facto Underground Railroad, ran into Mexico all the way down to Argentina. But to pick up that information, you're going to have to learn some Spanish. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right. I hope everybody heard that. I was hearing an echo. But, yeah, like I said in the beginning, and the sister who is moving here or has moved here, she laid out 8 areas that were culture shocks for her. And you can eliminate the culture shock aspect by, number one, learning more Spanish. That's key. And so that you don't get cheated. And when people are speaking about your incident or something around what happens to you in Spanish, you know exactly what they're talking about. So thank you, L.A., for that bit of history. And, yeah, I was surprised to learn about Limón, the community on the West Coast or East Coast, because you don't see very many melanin people here in Nassara. And so I'm sure there are more. In fact, most of the people here are a little darker because of the sun, but you don't see a lot of African-American features and that in Costa Rica as I've been traveling. Very few. They're all very Hispanic looking, straight hair, and the curly hair is not here at all. But when I heard about Limón, I'm ready to drive for 3 hours to Limón and experience the culture there, which would be very interesting. So, Naima, did you want to take our last?
A personal story about a ride in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us. And I give thanks to my executive producer and helping us present some information for you about this beautiful land that I'm in called Costa Rica, and especially Nassara. Nassara Springs is where I'm at. And I want to just, I hope Facebook can hear this Earth Love. This is an Earth Love song that I was looking at earlier that I want to play in just gratitude for the beauty that we can all experience when we choose to travel. And this song really presents what my thoughts and feelings are about loving planet Earth and how soul purpose healing is not just for us as individuals to heal our traumas, pains, and our circumstances in our life, but it's also to heal Mother Earth. Because as I look around this beautiful land that I'm on, wow, I just keep saying wow. To experience this journey as a soul in a body is just so awesome. And to believe and know that this is our purpose, is to have this experience so that we can evolve. I don't think you're going to have as much evolving mind, body, spirit if you stay in one city all your life, one state all your life. The evolution process is about traveling, not just in your dreams, but in your ability to take an airplane or get in a car and just see the earth. So here's a dedication to the experience I'm having. It's called an Earth Love Song. I hope that the space
this is an open letter from you and me together. Tomorrow's in our hands now.
Find the words that matter, say them out loud. I make it better somehow.
Looking down from up on the moon, it's a tiny blue marble. Who'd have thought the ground we stand on
could be so fragile?
Thank you.
And thank you, Naima, for the beautiful video that really speaks to us about the beauty of this planet we live on. So there's so much we can do to improve this planet. And that's what the Female Solution is all about. We are building a peace school. And Naima, maybe you can speak a little bit about the peace school that we're building, because it's all part of improving our earth and our environment, right? And educating our communities so that we can not be ignorant. That's the beauty of traveling and learning new languages, is that you're not ignoring the ant. Your ignorance disappears because you learn more and more and more as you travel. And so what we're building on the Female Solution is a school that brings peace to the earth and to ourselves. So, Naima, can you just share a little bit about that? Military. No military. Thank you. And one more thing about the pros of living in a country like this, you slow down because the roads are not built like Chicago and Florida even. in fact, where I live, Orlando, they just completed this massive improvement in our freeway system. You can move 80 or 90 miles an hour on that freeway because the roads are so smooth. But in this country, you go 89, you're going to kill yourself. Because the distance in most of the further away you get from San Jose, which is the major capital, the more the roads become uneven and underdeveloped. So be prepared if you come to slow down and to enjoy a very much simpler life. That's what you have here. Simplicity and slow down. And that's why I believe I would be guessing that the disease rate and the stress rate here
seconds
really low, if not non-existent. So thank you all for your patience tonight as we have worked through some of the technical difficulties, and hopefully you'll play this back and get some more out of it than we maybe couldn't get it in the current moment. But it's been a pleasure to share my experience, and I'll be back on Friday with some joint rolling and more health and well-being. So thank you, Naima, for
60 joining. Seconds.
Yes, yes. Got to get out of the cities and get closer to oceans and islands. That's right. Thank you, Zelda, for joining us. All right. See you guys tomorrow morning. Mindfulness with Zelda. We're going to go from, Chicago to Africa tomorrow. We're still traveling. And don't forget Deborah, our travel expert. Her travel expert one day. See, we're going into March this week. Woo-hoo. Everybody have a great week.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.